Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
A man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these things I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." This nameless young man came seeking the way to secure eternal life. What led him to inquire of the Lord, we do not know. Had he heard Jesus speak of God's love that sent him into this world for the very purpose of giving everyone an opportunity to have everlasting life? Perhaps. Something made him feel that keeping God's laws was not all he needed to do. He was searching for what was still missing. Maybe it was some good deed that he could do that would secure his eternal life. The only real thing we know is that something led him to Jesus with this most important question.
Die for me.
Was it because the young man was rich that he concluded he had the power and the resources to do some good thing to purchase eternal life? A poor man may have never come to the same conclusion based on the fact that he would not have the wherewithal to do some good thing, not having the physical or financial means to do it. I'm not sure that we can characterize this rich young man with the desire to purchase his way to heaven. Because he had been blessed with riches, his heart may have led him to seek a way to use his blessings in some good way. When the Lord told him what he needed to do, he was sad. Parting from his wealth and sharing it with the poor was not what he had expected. He was not at all prepared for what Jesus said would be the good thing he should do. Using his wealth was one thing. Giving it away was another. Jesus went on to teach a truth about wealth and salvation. He instructed the apostles in the fact that it is very difficult not to let earthly wealth get in the way of living a spiritually good life necessary to inherit eternal life. It was the Apostle Paul who wrote these inspired words, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs." That's 1 Timothy 6:10. Jesus shared a parable warning about the dangers of riches found in Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" And then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. Jesus set before that young man a great sacrifice in his life. To give up his wealth, that obviously had a hold on his heart, would be sacrificial. Isn't this what we learn from the Lord's teaching in Matthew 16? Verses 24 through 26 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" Salvation from sin And the blessed hope of eternal life is found in God's amazing grace. It isn't something that is earned. It cannot be obtained through a goodness of our own. Forgiveness of sins is declared in the precious name of Jesus. The gospel message is that in and through Jesus' blood that sanctifies us, holiness is bestowed. Coming in faith, trusting in the sacrifice of Jesus, believing that he paid the debt for our sins with his own blood, seeking through a penitent and humble heart, we come to him in obedience to his commands. It isn't keeping all the commands of God. The rich young man knew that that was not enough in his life, nor will it be for us. For none of us can be justified by keeping the law. Finding the way to eternal life does not come by what we can do to inherit it. It is what Jesus has already done for us, and our response is a faith that leads to obeying him as our Lord and glorifying him as our Savior. The young man came wanting to secure his eternal life. He came depending upon himself. Instead, he needed to secure his soul's salvation by following Jesus. And the same is true for all of us who have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. Jesus invited this young man to follow him. And Jesus has invited everyone to follow him, which is the only way to have eternal life.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.